Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The legal process obviously needs to play out. The hearing has to take place today. You know, whatever arrangements for his release get made by not only Hall, but his legal representation here. There is a legal component that needs to play out today. He's not been convicted of a crime. So I anticipate that the Browns are, obviously they're upset by this. There's no question about that. But I would anticipate the Browns will let this legal process play out before they, you know, do anything. Obviously, Hall would be subject to the NFL's conduct policy here, too. So very real possibility that even just with allegations, Hall could be subject to league discipline here as a result of this alleged incident.
Browns beat reporter for 92 through the Fan, Daryl Ryder, on with Jeff and Dan today in the middays, breaking down what the allegations and the arrest for Mike Hall Jr., Browns defensive tackle, second round pick out of Ohio State, what that means for him. And it can mean the commissioner's exempt list, which is a paid exempt list. It could lead to, obviously, a suspension and or a fine. And obviously, from the Browns' standpoint, they, once this kind of plays out, it could lead to him not being a Cleveland Brown anymore. I would be surprised if that was the route they went. I think the Browns have shown a significant amount of patience with guys in legal situations. Thinking to Perrion Winfrey, it was like three strikes with Perrion. When Perrion finally got cut after the latest kind of, you know, sideshow situation. So I as of right now, I'd be surprised if Mike Hall Jr. was cut. He was just a second round pick. I think they were kind of gearing this up to be him to be a big part of the defensive line. I think if you read through the tea leaves on everything that's come out of training camp, so I would be surprised if this results in him not being a Cleveland Brown anymore, especially given that they've taken chances on guys with allegations and stuff like this. But, I mean, that's kind of the gamut. The commissioner's exempt list is a possibility. Suspension and a fine is a possibility. Him playing and them having some sort of suspension is a possibility. And then finally, you know, if the Browns really felt emboldened to being able to release him. So that from the Mike Hall side of things, that feels like what's on the table and could happen and transpire over the next couple weeks and months.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. And look, I don't know. We're going to let it play out.
Yeah.
You know, we just found out all about this stuff an hour ago, 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
So we're trying to navigate it.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Well, and I do think that there is, from the Brown side of things, I think that's what's interesting. It is apparent they were going to rely on him, and they might still rely on him because, you know, he was one of Albert Breer's five camp takeaways that he is putting in the work, which was one of the concerns with him, some of that baggage we talked about. He had been putting in the work and looked really, really good. And if you think about it, I mean, something you and I have talked about, why we liked the selection back in April, was probably the most important thing to this specific defense, the wide nine, is how quickly can you get up to the line of scrimmage? How quickly do you get out of your stands? And, I mean, there have been training camp videos of Mike Hall Jr. being as quick off the break as, like, Myles Garrett. And I think that has informed a lot of people's excitement because, in reality, Mike Hall Jr. should be one of the guys we talk about, not as, oh, hey, he's been arrested for this and accused of this. He's kind of one of the guys that has the most bearing on the immediate future of the Cleveland Browns, because if he hits this year, if he really becomes a special player and lives up to his potential, that answers one long-term piece of your defensive line next to Miles, and you finally have a clear hit from Andrew Berry's side of things with drafting a defensive lineman, which right now there's, okay, well, Jordan Elliott played here 4 years. Well, it wasn't terribly effective or good. Tommy Togiai, out of the situation. Alex Wright actually has been one of the better defensive line draft picks. I mean, he's been more of a rotational player. We'll see if that maybe he takes another step this year. But I don't think it's whether this leads to a suspension or not, I don't think it's out of bounds to say that the Browns have some very big plans for Mike Hall Jr. And you wonder, what does this do to the roster in the meantime?
I mean, listen, it certainly ties your hands a little bit here. I wouldn't be surprised if you see them looking for some more depth at this point in time. It seemed like this dude was going to be a big part of the defense this year.
We talked a lot about the consistency. I just remembered something. I had said Mike Hall Jr.'s 11-year-old daughter in the first segment. It's the mother of his 11-month-old daughter.
Got it.
So I wanted to make sure I cleared that up because he's like 20. He does not have an 11-year-old daughter. That would be very ambitious to suggest that. Now, I do think, to what you're saying, I think it's critically important. The best defensive lines are 8 deep, so you can rotate guys in and out. At the same point, the best defensive lines have guys that you look at and go, those are definitive starters who can play if you need to. In the case of injury, 65% to 75% of the snaps on the line. And right now you've got Dalvin Tomlinson, who's, by the way, coming off a scope. So it wouldn't surprise me if Dalvin isn't a guy you can put out there in case of injury, or in this case, if Mike's not there. I would be very surprised if you can put Dalvin out there for that kind of time, making up for, you know, deficiencies around him. So Dalvin being hurt, and now the kind of status up in the air with Mike Hall Jr., all right, I like Quentin Jefferson a lot.
Quentin Jefferson's nice.
I like, Maurice
Rockwell? Hurst?
Well, actually, what I think this does is, if Mike's not going to be there and Dalvin's not 100%, you're going to be relying on a lot of people to kick inside off the edge. It's going to be Za'Darius. It's going to be Alex Wright. And by the way, you can do that for a short amount of time. But like when the Matt Judon news, edge rusher for the Patriots, there's some scuttlebutt he could be traded out of New England. And I had said, well, if you're going to be in on Ayuk, why wouldn't you be in on Matt Judon? In fairness, I forgot he was 31. I thought he was much closer to 28, 29. Those are two pretty big years at that age for an NFL edge rusher to have faced. But, okay, so that's an edge rusher. I felt that way. Before I kind of look at this and go, if there is a trade out there for an interior defensive line, this you can't count on Mike until you know any of the details. You might end up being forced. Your hand might be forced if more comes out of this situation. If there is a trade to be made out there for somebody who might be able to give you that kind of starter level production, that might actually become that biggest area of concern heading into the season.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I look, I'm with you on the 8 guys, right? To be able to rotate those guys and to be able to have, you know, guys you feel like can start for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, I mean, Mike Hall looks as advertised.
Yeah.
And it stinks.
Yeah.
This is the guy you've been talking about for like 3 weeks.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's so one of the things that we've kind of pointed to, but we've never fully gotten into, was whether Mike Hall Jr. being ready to play week one. And when I say ready to play, I mean, like, he's not being forced out there because of injury. He's really ready to be an impact player. I think that's the kind of thing, like, when you start to look at where your young pieces are. And by the way, I think Alex Wright's another guy. I don't think he has a definitive position in this defense. I think he can play anywhere. Like, that's another guy they look at and go, if that guy, the guy who, what was it 5 straight sacks in 5 straight games, or was it 4 straight sacks in 4 straight games last year? He had a stretch at the end of the season where a bulk of his production came in the last 6 or 7 weeks. Because remember, coming into the season, he had a knee injury and it took him a while to get healthy. But those are the guys. Ika, if Siaki Ika can be something for you, like those are the guys. Elijah McGuire or Isaiah McGuire out of Missouri. Those are four guys who, if any one of those four guys can take a step this year, all of a sudden your long-term roster building, you become less reliant on guys like, well, Zadarius, who's, what, 32, 33 years old. A one-year deals where there's a lot of boom or bust in those kind of deals. And I don't think these allegations, this arrest, changes that for Mike. It could absolutely change for what he means to you in the first couple weeks of the season. And I think that's where it's like, all right, if you can get no offense to Quentin Jefferson or Mohurst Jr., any of those rotational players on the inside, but if Dalvin's hurt and Mike Hull Jr., there's a chance he's not available, man, does defensive tackle become a significant need of a boost early in the season. And if you need it early in the season, you know what. You know how attrition strikes, especially defensive linemen in line play in general. That could be a very serious need going into the trade deadline. 216-474-0092. With the latest news, obviously Dalvin Tomlinson, he's expected to be ready for week one, but he's not been available. He's not been healthy in camp. And now the Mike Hull Jr. arrest has interior defensive line become the biggest need for the Browns heading into the season.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.